Hello, I am Hiroshi Paradox. That's what I go by online. I know it's a silly name to keep using at my age, but yeah, I've been using it since junior high, and it's what's comfortable to me, so here we are. This is my first attempt at participating in Art Sound Off, which is it's an art challenge for the month of November, started by Jersey Droz and Rob Stenzinger of the Lean Into Art podcast. So you can look them up or look up the Art Sound Off or Art Sound Off 2019 hashtag if you're interested in it. Basically, the goal is to do a little mini podcast, audio blog, whatever, every day in November, talking about, you know, your art day, thoughts about art. It's not real strict, which is great. I mean, none of these challenges should be so life or death about following the rules. It just should be about having fun, doing a challenge. So I appreciate that it's kind of presented with that looseness that all of them should be approached with, in my opinion. I am a artist, graphic designer. I usually describe myself as a hack because I don't really find that I'm doing anything particularly interesting or anything I'm particularly proud of at my day job as a graphic designer. And just in general, you know, I say I'm an artist. I say that's what I'm most passionate about. I think about art all the time. But more and more the past couple years, I don't sit down and actually do the kind of art that I tell myself I really want to be doing very often. I would like to make my own comics, but I've been saying that since high school, and 20 years later, I haven't made any progress. So, with a lot of things, as I've gotten older and found that I'm not doing anything I wanted to do in life, I get kind of discouraged. So, you know, this podcast should be about reflecting on my art day, and at least that's how I see it. And I don't know how that's going to work this month because I don't do a whole lot of art as much as I would like to anymore, at least not for fun. I come up with all kinds of explanations or theories about why I don't draw as much as I did, say, 10 years ago when I was in school. It goes ranging, those reasons range from, hey, I had more time in college, even though it didn't feel that way. Or, hey, I drew as a way to amuse myself or distract myself in boring lectures. Or, that was my way to escape from, you know, whatever other situation I wasn't into being present in at the time. And now that I'm not in college anymore, I don't have that kind of time to find ways to waste. Or I've also thought, hey, I work as a graphic designer as my day job. I waste all my creative energy on, you know, copying crap everyone finds on Pinterest that they want on their t-shirt. So by the time I get home, you know, after doing that and after thinking about the projects I want to do all day, I get home and I've burnt out all my creative energy, don't have anything left for my own projects, my own for fun art. But I feel like a lot of that is excuses, cop-outs, and I don't know. Another thing is that past few years, I've discovered I have a lot of anxiety problems and been getting more and more depressed over the past number of years. So I'm less and less happy with how miserable life is. And as I realize all those platitudes you hear growing up of, yeah, you just got to fight through how crappy things are, and once you grow up, it'll all pay off and things will get better. And that certainly hasn't been the case for me. But regardless, my intention was to, you know, use this as the opportunity. I keep telling myself lately that I need to be more focused and buckle down and start drawing more regularly. And sat down and did a little bit of sketching the other day. And I also started doing some practice runs of a pilot, I guess, for doing this. For some reason, I've been interested in the idea of doing a podcast. I like listening to podcasts, but I'm not really the best speaker. Just practicing this is making me realize doing a podcast is a lot harder than it would seem, especially for someone who's not super chatty. I do more of my communicating by writing. I like to comment on a lot of art on Instagram or in the past on DeviantArt, and I get very, very long-winded and wordy. And I don't really have a lot of friends or anything in real life, so especially when I'm, you know, working from home for long periods of time, as I did over the summer, I can go days without really talking to anyone out loud other than the cats, and that's kind of a different language than speaking with humans. Yeah, so I'm a designer, like to make comics, been drawing forever. I don't feel like I'm ever good enough to do the things I want to do. And sometimes I feel like, as much as I believe art is the last thing I'm really passionate about anymore, that I get excited about, it breaks my heart just as often because I get so frustrated that I'm not able to pull off the things I want to pull off. Yeah, so in doing this, you know, this is a big experiment for me. I've never done any podcasting or live streaming, art streaming, anything like that, but those are all things I've been interested in trying. So I don't know if I'm going to stick to doing an audio podcast every day, if I'm going to post it in the same place every day. I might want to try setting up my webcam or setting up a screen share on my iPad and giving an art stream a try one day and have that count towards my entry for that day. We'll see. I mean, who knows if I'll even follow through on this challenge for more than a day or two. I've tried other creative challenges in the past, like Inktober or NaNoWriMo, or just my own little, hey, let's get to drawing every day and doing that for my own practice, and most of those fell through pretty quick. So we'll see how this goes. And I think these podcasts are supposed to be kind of informal, kind of off the cuff. The intent isn't to spend a lot of time editing, but I kind of did anyway. At this point, I deleted about 12 minutes of the original version of this. I kind of made it into a therapy session where I started going on and on about various problems. I guess the important part, and I use that, I use important rather loosely, rather generously, that I was trying to make is that I don't have a great track record with challenges like this in general. And something I've discovered about myself over the past few years is that my productivity, my motivation to do things is affected quite a bit by my emotions, by my state of mind. Something really stressful, really awful happens in my life and it's looming over me. It makes it even harder for me to get the energy built up to do something like this, some kind of project that I want to do that isn't absolutely vital, that I can't just shirk and hide under the covers and be upset instead. So I guess this is still ending up pretty long-winded and too much information-y, but I'd made the decision to give Art Sound Off a try earlier this week, and then a couple of days ago I had a big real-life, personal-life bad situation pop up that has made the past couple of days really hard. And so now I have an even bigger obstacle to overcome to continue on with this challenge. So we'll see if I can overcome that this month. At least on the small scale of not letting it stop me from doing a podcast every day. But like I said, we'll see. I guess I'm going to wrap it up here before I get too long-winded again. So I'm Hiroshi Paradox. I am a graphic designer, illustrator. I'd like to make comics, but I don't make comics. I'd like to draw more, but I don't draw very much anymore. apologize that I'm an awkward speaker. I know that sometimes weird mannerisms and how you talk can be obnoxious, so I apologize if that's the case for any of you. Maybe doing this challenge will help me become a little less awkward speaking. I guess I could wrap this up by saying if you want to see some of my artwork, you can check me out on Instagram. I'm Hiroshi Paradox there. I'll probably be posting this on my Twitter. And if I do end up trying some other formats, video, YouTube, whatever, I guess I'll use my Twitter as the hub for links to new episodes. So if for some reason you're interested in hearing more of this, hearing more of my thoughts, I guess keep an eye out on my Twitter feed. It's at Grargamar, GRARGAMAR. And yeah, I guess that's it. A little bit mortified to post this anywhere, but we'll give it a try, I guess. So until tomorrow, take it easy, everyone. Bye.